Well, thank you so much, Renee, for talking with me. I'm glad that you stopped by today. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's more of our pleasure because you've been a delight to have in the program. So we're just happy that you're here and doing everything that you can to help out. I wanted to know, to get a little bit more information about you, like where you're from, what you do in the city. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, my name is Renee Rudolph. I got married not too long ago, and I moved up here to Covington because my husband was living up here. And so I just came in. I was just a regular worker. I worked at a P&G. I was a logistical worker. And then I had a mishap, so that delayed everything. But then I was in the church I was going to. The lady named by the name of Denise told me about the center, and it has programs here. So I was invited over here last year, and I did the Restorative Justice program with Pam Mullins. And I was really excited, and I loved it. And so when I got another opportunity to come back this year, I jumped on it because this center is a very, very resourceful place. And it helps you to go further in things that you want to do, and it shows you where to go. It leads you step by step, and that's what I like about the center. It's a great resource.
Awesome. You mentioned before that you moved up here. Where are you from originally?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville.
Yay,
I can tell you're from Louisville because yes, you say it correct. If you don't say Louisville, you say Louisville, like we're supposed to say. So what neighborhood do you live in now?
It's Covington. I live in the west side on Covington, and Inuba side. I lived on by coming to the center. And so like I said, the center, it keeps me informed, and it's helping me grow up here. And it's making me become more aware of my community and my neighborhood and what helps that it may need and how we can go about changing it. So that's what keeps me thriving about the center, because everything is new and it's positive. And I just can't wait to go further after I get through with this program.
Okay, perfect. So it sounds like you're getting really excited about things in the neighborhood. And you said you did a program with the Kentucky Restorative Justice. What other things are you doing in the community?
Well, at the moment, I have done a little work at the church. I go to First Baptist Church. And because of the incident I mentioned before, I'm real, real limited on standing and sitting and even being participating in some things. So I just do what I can when I can.
Okay. Well, that's all we can ask for, right?
Yeah.
When you can, or do what you can when you can. And you mentioned before that some of the reasons why you got into the Fresh Flow Fellow program is because you're interested in what the center has to offer. What drew you to actually be in this particular program?
Well, it was something, the Fresh Flow Fellow program, I had never heard of it. And I've always liked new challenges. And I want to know what I don't know. And this program right here is giving me a lot of opportunities to go forward, like the connections that it has and the influences that these people can have on you and you can have on them. And everybody that I've met so far is very positive, and all the feedback is great. And if I don't know where to go, they do. And everybody reaches out to help you. You know, they don't make you feel bad because you don't know, or you know, you just now starting. You know, it's like a family. It's like they give you a hug and welcome you in and encourage you, and I love that.
That's what we're trying to do here. That's what we're trying to do. So why don't you tell me a little bit about the project that you came up with?
Well, the Fresh Flow project, when I came in here, you know, I had another idea about a program, but as we went out into the community and into the neighborhood, and I was asking people about, you know, things they want to see change in their neighborhood, whether it be to bring something in or to take something out, and I would mention the center. And everybody would say the same thing. What center? I'm like, for real, this right across MLK. And I lived up here for 6 years and drove right back, and I never knew what this place was myself. So when they told me that, you know, it wasn't no surprise because I didn't know. So as the more I got into the people and asking them, and nobody knew, I came up with an idea of, let's put a better sign out, a more attractive, eye-catching sign. So when the people walking by, passing by, driving by, the sign will catch their eye. Once you put an eye catcher, eventually they're gonna read what's on this sign. And that may draw people into the center to where they can, a place for help, or a place for resources. I want the people in the community to know where to go to, and that we have a resource right here in our own community. We just gotta use it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Just basically to help people, attract more people to the area. So you have kind of like a you're working on a prototype for a new sign. What about some of the other facets of your actual project?
Well, my other facets is like everything that we five of us in this group. So it's come and found out that everything we're doing is piggybacking off of each other. So that has become wonderful. Like mine is the sign. We got a lady that's doing another project about being at home. We got somebody with agriculture here. And it's all about food, family, health, and fun. And so we're all end up collaborating together, and we became a little community ourselves within the group, to where we depend on each other, we know we can rely on each other, and we're there to help each other. And that's awesome too, because now I got four new friends that I didn't have when I first came.
Right.
And stuff. So it's just awesome to see that everybody can put their ideas together and we can work them out to where they will go one right after another.
That's awesome. Are you going into, I know you said that we got the prototype for the sign outdoor, but are you working with the kids any for?
Yes, there's another lady, she's working with the mentally challenged kids, and I got involved in that too because I wanted the kids to help me with the sign that was gonna hang up for our week project, because our project's gonna last a week and my prototype is gonna be outside for maybe a couple of months. But this sign is something that the kids can help me with, that is, that will be right there out in the open for a week. And it'll make them feel a part of the community too, because they help make this. Whenever you put time and energy into something, it makes you become proud of it. And you become like, okay, I did that. You know, and so it's also to bring the community closer together, because we work together as a community, we gonna bond.
Mm-hmm.
And as we bond, we become neighbors. As we become neighbors, we become like a family.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's my hope, is to get, you know, our communities back to where they need to be eventually. Because when we was younger, as they say, it took a village to raise a kid, and it really does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just like that aspect of it, to where it can go beyond this building.
Awesome.
You know, go out.
So you got two signs. You got one that's a prototype for the major one. Then you got one that you're going to be working with the kids. They're going to help you design. So that's awesome. Kind of getting going to local schools and getting them the help. That is amazing.
I did mention the school, but the school we're going to is John G. And it's right over on the west side where I live at. So I thought that'd be even awesomer, because I'm still on the west side. I'm still involving the area that I'm in. So that worked out wonderful to me to go to that school, John G.
That's awesome. Getting kind of bringing in the kids as well.
Yes.
I'm loving it. So during this kind of, the Festival Project is an 8-week program where we kind of go and kind of teach you some project management skills, some budgeting, some ways of taking a project from idea to hitting the ground running. What are some of the things over, so we're in the 6 week now, what are some of the things over this last 6 weeks that you taken from the project?
Like I said, the project is teaching me how to develop my own project. So it's teaching me step by step, like I said, but the first step is you gotta know the need of the community. You gotta know the need of your neighborhood. That's the first step. And once you find out that need, then you go to different resources and you write, you know, your plans down for bettering that neighborhood or that community. And then you go try to get funding to help you back it so you can proceed forward. And like I said, this community center has reached out through many advocates of informational people, you know, people, positive people, people that's willing there to help you, to build you up. You know, so I love that about this center, and you know, like I said, everybody that I've met has helped me with my own skills to come over shyness and you know, I can't feel like I'm inadequate. But you know I'm not, and the people that's around me, they help me with that. So as you feel confident and determined about yourself, that gives you more motivation to go on to help other people, because help always start with you.
Right, I like that. You put that really eloquently. I like that a lot. So it seems like you got some things on your mind. What are you going to be doing after the program is over?
But after the program over, I'm going to talk with Miss Kate Green. She's a member of this center. And I wanted to see what not in our neighborhood. I have a desire to talk to young mothers, to give them encouragement, to give them a place that they can come to, be encouraged and get fed. Because the kids that are here just having babies, they feel so all alone and isolated. I don't want them to feel, that this is a handicap. This is going to handicap their life. You know, just because stuff happens, you can just take another avenue to get to where you want to go. But they don't have that inspiration. They don't have a place to go to somebody that will encourage them and be there for them. So that's my next project that I want to work on is our young people. Our young people need so much help. And it's like no one is there to really help them. They say it, but no one want to do it. So I want to put actions into what I say. I want to make it something positive for young mothers so they can go. Maybe to find out whatever the helps or the needs that they may have, to put that into the project, expand it. I don't want it to stay, where I started. I want it to grow into something bigger. Mm-hmm. And I do want it to be about young mothers because that's our society. Our society is filled with young mothers by themselves.
That's exactly right. Well, that is an awesome cause to go for. So hopefully we can do something to help you along the way afterward. Last question, been asking this to everybody. What is one piece of advice that you would give to someone interested in becoming a Fresh Low Fellow?
Do it. Apply for it, do it. It's gonna help you, the program's gonna help you, but you're gonna get so much more out of this program than what you thought when you first came in, because they open themselves up in all the avenues that's there for you to go to get to. This right here has really enriched me. It's really made me a more positive and a person that wanna go for it. I wanna do things. So it's very enriching and you don't know what you're missing if you don't take this program, because as it is the Fresh Low, it is a Fresh Low Fellow. And you become a member of something. You become a partner to something. You become, like I said, I have a new neighborhood and communities with the people I work with. And I get so much more out of this than what I put in. So I would tell anyone who's thinking about coming to this program, come. Come see what it's about. You would get more than what you would take away more than what you give. It's gonna give you so much. And be prepared for it because this is coming to you at a fast pace. So, but come. Please be a part of this program. It's a very exciting, interesting program.
Well, Renee, I'm going to leave it at that. And thank you so much for talking to me today.
My pleasure. My pleasure, Kareem.